Well, got the ship launch every now and see what happens. Certainly got plenty of, which is good. He's got plenty of different game plans. As you know, I told him about this scheme that I had. If it would be decisive, but only if you agree that he's going to agree that I could drop over a bit way to see him. That to me, if I were you, I'd pick out a minute of it. But that might look like he's US puppet too. He may look more like a puppet though if he doesn't for Henry. Hello? Oh, yeah. Hello? Bill, with 3 weeks to go on this campaign, I just wanted to tell you that one of the reassuring things about my time in this house and also this campaign has been the support of your papers. And boy, particularly on that foreign policy and stuff, you've just been great, and I thank you very much. You? Yep. Did you? Well, I like those lead editorials. Yeah. At the ranch. Oh yeah, right. Of course. You've also, Bill, always put yourself in, as you say, in a position also in these great international things. So treaty is what matters. Speaking incidentally of Johnson, I bet you guys know, Saturday, Friday, John Conley's on the TV at 7:30. I have seen the advance on it. It is the best political telecast I have ever seen. It's all on foreign policy, and I would urge you to tune in. 7:30 Friday, John Conley. And, you know, it's a Democrats for Nixon deal, and it's terrific. It sounds like a Hearst editorial. Well, he sympathizes with the problem, and he can't stand the other problem. Good. I'll dig it up.
Thank you.
20 years out. What we now do is refuse that.
That's right.
We just got to agree to it.
Hello?
Fine, you can call me back.
I didn't want Jim Labor, because he didn't have a goddamn job to do over there.
Yeah.
This is just gonna be a simple exercise.
Cakewalk, yeah.
It's not gonna be, it's gonna be tough, and it's gonna take some doing.
Now, Abrams has got the point now, that he's expected to be an advocate.
That's right.
He's not there to sit there and second guess this. He understands that.
He understands it, and he came about it on his own.
Sure. But he's gotta go iron fist this fellow and put him to the mat.
I wanted him to understand completely. My judgment is too, he's gonna be cut.
Right.
And Henry's not gonna sell him.
No.
But General Abrams can. And he, at least can go a long way, because he's been a hell of a good...
Confidence, Abrams.
That's right. Henry's not. Hugh's mad as hell, Henry.
Thinks Henry's soaking down the river, dealing with the enemy. Henry never saw him.
Good question. But that's why it's good to have Abrams there.
Is there any more we can tell Abrams? Make a letter that he can write.
I had a long
talk. He's got the word now.
Yes, sir. And I had a long talk with him.
I told him I hope.
He believes it. Good. This is not just being loyal. He believes that the time has come to break these guys loose.
Right.
And put them on their own 2 feet.
He's right, too. We can't stay out there. We're having problems. We've got our own. And we have riots on the ships and this and that and that.
Well, we've been lucky to hold that thing. Yeah. It's really been a credit to the discipline of the Navy and Air Force, because they've been hanging out there on these ships 9 months of them. And that's tough going. So I think we have to get it, but I think Henry's first option is not gonna flip.
Can't call him the first day.
No, sir.
What about 10 months? What happened after the first option? He'll come back here.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have to spend 3-4 days there with you, work him over, give you a shot at that document to tighten up a few screws that for face saving purposes. And then come back here and meet again in Paris. And that doesn't hurt, because I'd like to see a settlement announced. Even though it's probably not good from Bob's point of view, I'd like to see the settlement announced closer to November 7th, so that there's not a lot of...
Chance for it to fall apart.
That's right.
That's the other thing. Sure.
That's my view. Because I think there's going to be a period of about 30 days of the goddamnest murder and...
My view is that have it so that at the settlement amounts that it rides through, and Henry's got to reconcile himself. Have you told Henry, does he know that he isn't going to be able to sell to you, or you couldn't want to...
No, I told him. I told him. I said my judgment is that this is too big a nut for him to swallow in that short period, even from a standpoint of saving his own face with his own bureaucracy. Because my judgment of Hugh was that he was more flexible than the people around him, his nitpickers. The bureaucrats are trying to preserve their goddamn positions. And I think we'll be all right if he's brought through the thing.
You see, if they change the thing too much, I suppose, then you got the North Vietnamese and South Carolina. They may want to deal.
They want to deal. They're not going to be put off by a few minor nitpicks. This is a good proposition.
I feel it.
It's better politically than it is in a security sense, because the security we're accepting for granted a number of things on assurances that are private and won't hand up whole of the public. You know, I'm about as skeptical as anybody can be on this subject. I think the thing is good.
Also, Al, it's time to leave. If after all these years, we're going to have all this money, all the arms they've got, the South Vietnamese can't hack it, then they got to be flushed. Now, that's the way I feel about it. I don't want it to come soon. I want us to get the cigarette. know that I'm very grateful for everything you've done in this campaign. And out there in the Chicago area, and I hope to get out there sometime before this election's over and we get the Congress out of town. And in the meantime, I noted, just looking around things here, that you have come into the best years of your life. I'm just about to leave the 50s and you're just entering it. That's right. How do you feel? Right. That's right. Well, I just hope to get through these 50. Right. Well, I appreciate it. And would you tell the people you worked with, Rick Mundy, that I called and that we're counting on? Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
We're getting
we're putting tremendous emphasis on Michigan, I think you should know, in our advertising and our work and everything else. Oh, is he? Good. And Bob and his, great. More on the side than that one, I guess. Yeah. Right. Well, turn out. Well, there'll be more in the last 3 weeks, but you know, we've had a hell of a time trying to keep this Congress from blowing the budget to pieces. And I got a veto to a tough bill tomorrow on selling, but it's for a good cause, no higher taxes, I hope. Well, we're going to try to make it, but I do appreciate it, and we tell you editorial writer, I think you'll see enough activity. Okay?
I'd say you'd want two things from him, sir. One is he's way out in front enthusiastically for the settlement. Way out.
Yes, let me say, I will not see him unless he is.
No, that's right.
I cannot go and then have him to bargain. I cannot bargain with him.
No, you can't bargain with him, and you can't have him carp about this thing being run down.
Oh, sure, sure. But in any event, we ought to press it through. Let us suppose that we don't get it for the election. What do you think we have to do afterwards?
Well, I think afterwards we have to settle.
Tell me
to come with us or without us.
Or what?
With us or without us.
Sure.
That's the way he ought to be told.
And he'll come.
I think he'll come. Otherwise, he'd be committing suicide, and I don't. Don't think he's that kind of a man. But we don't have to be too anxious either. I mean, we knew on May 8th this is what we were going to get.
About
that's what
did
it.
That's what
and
did it.
That's
what did it. What did it? Got it. but I want him to be an advocate. That's what I said. And I told him at the end there, I said, now, this is it.
Jill's not going to be good enough. He has his inclination normally is to just sit there.
I know.
That's why I'm all worried.
He's now got to be with it. He's to be an advocate of this position that I have decided, and that's the way it's going to be.
Now, he came out strong. I'm very comfortable.
If you want to call me before he leaves, you said we'll talk later.
I'm going to see him tonight.
Here, you can say that. Feels that he is the man that will make or break this. He didn't want to say it to Henry. He doesn't think Bunker can do it, but that Abrams has got to tell you, look, you can trust the president. You should take this deal. You can come out with honor, but the main thing is you've got a hell of an ally in the president. If you don't take this deal, as I said, that he will lose the confidence of the man in this office. And that's what he's going to do. He will lose the confidence of the man in this office. He's got to know that. But I sacrificed a lot for him. Without them, there ain't going to be any more. Okay.